Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR, Decatur, Dallas-Fort Worth, and on 91.3 KYJC Commerce.
Portions of KDKR programming do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, what is the one thing that you can do today that will help you be more successful with your 401k plan? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know, I do appreciate it. Listen, if you got a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com. Send a question to the Ask Bob email, or just send one to info@prudentmoney.com, and I will get it taken care of for you. Now, if you've got a little bit more of a complex question or situation, we can handle that as well. Probably be better to schedule some time on my calendar, which you'll see there on the website. And there we'll set up a phone call and get you taken care of that way. There are zero costs or obligation or any strings, nothing. Just this is just about getting resources out to you, and just happy to do that. And that's one of the problems is that there's really not any resources available that you can go to. So we hope that you'll use Prudent Money for that. And that's all at prudentmoney.com. Well, I got a lot to talk about today. This whole situation with interest rates has taken a brand new direction. And I don't think the Wall Street completely understands or sees this. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, I want to talk about something I'm excited about, which is the next webinar that we're going to be doing. And we're going to announce it on Monday. We're going to have it set up as far as the time and date and all that good, those good things. But the problem that I see, and I took a good hard look at all of this just because I thought to myself, what could I put out there content-wise? Try not to take more than 30, 35 minutes. It could make the biggest difference. The problem that I see with webinars and seminars and workshops and all that, and I'm as guilty at what I'm about to say as anybody that else is. It's such a complex subject. When you start talking about the economy, you start talking about money management, investments, risk. And so if I were able to break that down for you and start at kind of the basics, what is the one thing that you can do that would make the biggest difference in your outcomes for retirement? The one thing, it comes down to a habit. Can you get really good at this one thing? And this also translates to both your 401k plan, and it also translates to retirement plans outside of a 401k. You see, I see it this way. If I can explain this to where everybody can understand it, which I believe I can do, we can obviously add visuals through the webinar format and really get a good understanding of how it works. And you start practicing it, you get better and better and better at this habit to where you are really good at working this habit and applying it to your 401k plan or your IRA or whatever, and making a big difference in your overall outcome of return towards your retirement. Wouldn't that be a good use of your time? I think we've got that. So really looking forward to doing that over the next couple of weeks. But I'll be announcing it on Monday, and that's when you can go sign up for it and make sure that you don't miss this webinar. And because I believe me, I do appreciate the fact that the information can get kind of thick at some points. And probably you're probably looking at your watch going, when's lunch? Well, hopefully, though, this time around we'll give you something that will motivate you to really want to dig in. And we're going to take it beyond steps beyond the webinar, just to make sure for any of you that are interested in feeling like you have more control with your 401k plan, this is for you. I truly believe anybody can understand this. So we'll give the information out. Now, you know, so I said that this is for the 401k plan plus the IRA outside of the 401k plan. Now, the thing about, there's a couple things you need to know about that. First of all, if you're over 59 and a half, you can move your money, in most cases, from your company 401k to your IRA. Now, why would you want to do that? You'd simply want to do that because you have more options, more choices, more flexibility to take it to another level. And then there's also another way to invest your money that there's so many people who don't understand or don't even know about it. We'll talk about that as well. So I will be announcing that on Monday, and we'll be excited about bringing that to you. So be sure and listen on Monday. We'll also send out an email as well. Okay, what I want to talk to you about is, you know, we've been talking about interest rates, and I want to bring this to you because I think that the market and what happened today is going to create a major shift in the market because of a simple economic report that came out earlier in the day. Now, before I start into all that, and I'm going to start the very basics. We have an inflation problem, and that's where prices are going up, things are costing more, services costing more. We still bring home about the same amount of money you were bringing home, but now life is costing way more than what you're bringing in. As statistics have shown, some people are taking money out of their retirement plans to compensate for it. Some people are borrowing money to compensate for the difference between inflation, which causes, and there's a lot of reasons for inflation. That's not important that we know that and talk about that. We just know we got an inflation problem, and it needs to be controlled. Now, if you'll think back, the inflation problem was getting better, and I put that in air quotes, when in fact, the inflation problem, to get better would mean the inflation would have to go down and eventually go away and things return to normal. That was not what was happening. What they were calling normal was a situation where inflation kind of leveled off and it stagnated. It didn't go down by much. At least it wasn't going up, but it didn't go down by much. So the question was, and we talked about this many times, can today's consumer keep up with that level of inflation? And I suggested many, many months ago that the answer was for a given period of time, then at some point it's not going to be possible. And I think that we're entering into that time period. Now, if you want to put the brakes on, slow it all down, and hopefully lower the price, the remedy to inflation has always been raise interest rates. Increase the cost of debt, which is interest rates. And that's what they did in response to inflation. Like I said, it just kind of made it level off. It didn't really do what they were hoping to do. But you see, they spin the when I say they, I mean the government spins the optics of we've got this inflation situation under control. So Wall Street says, well, hey, Mr. Government, Mr. Federal Reserve Board, who is in charge of interest rates and controlling inflation, since this is all taken care of, can't you lower rates back? We sure liked the party much better when you had lower interest rates. So to accommodate that, we had the Federal Reserve Board and their way that they the way that they announce things in cryptic communication. That's what I'm looking for, communication. They made the market believe that they could cut rates. And they said at the end of last year, we're going to cut rates up to 6 times. Market took off. Market loved that. Your retirement money loved that. And I kept saying that there's not enough reason to cut interest rates. You can't just go cutting interest rates to cut them. It's like giving a patient medicine. If you see the medicine somewhat working, you don't take it and double it and triple it to cure the patient. So that 6 interest rates that were going to be cut dropped to 4. Then the Federal Reserve Board came out and said, you know, it could be 2 cuts in interest rates, so bringing those interest rates down, and or maybe none at all. Market didn't like that. Then today happened. And this just goes to show, even though the Federal Reserve Board is in control of a lot of things and way more control than you would even be comfortable with me talking about, they are showing they're not in as much control as we'd like to think they are. And I truly believe it's because of the economic news that came out this morning. Now, I don't want to jump into that because we're about to go to break, and I want to go over it with you when we get back from break so that you will understand why the Dow lost about 1% and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 also lost today. We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Bob Brooks. Stick around. Up against a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Bob Brooks. Proverbs 22:3 and Proverbs 27:12 are the exact same verse word for word. I call them the stewardship verses of risk. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. On the Prudent Money Radio Show, we teach about risk, how to identify it, how to figure it out, and what to do about it. We believe that to be a prudent steward, you have to be a good risk manager. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show on Bible School Radio 91.3. Prudent Money, home of the modern day steward movement.
Dynamic, practical, life-changing.
There's no point in going to church and not letting the Christ who gave birth to the church on the day of Pentecost change your life.
Join us each day as Pastor Paul Shepherd applies the timeless truth of Scripture to everyday life. It's Destined for Victory on this great station.
Weekday afternoons at 3:30 here on Bible School Radio, KDKR.
We're not surprised when the world opposes the teaching of Scripture. But what is our view of Scripture as followers of Christ? Could it be that we're ignoring or marginalizing the Word of God? I'm John Monroe. Don't miss Friday on The Verdict as we consider our response to the very Word of God. That's Friday on The Verdict.
The Verdict, weekday mornings at 10:30, here on Bible School Radio, KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. And I'm talking about what happened today with, as you looked on, maybe looked on your computer and saw, the markets were down. Well, I think this is a pivotal time because of some of the things that were said and maybe some of the confusion, mass confusion, that they threw into the message as far as Federal Reserve Board goes. Now, if I am head of the Federal Reserve Board, which Jerome Powell, you've heard me talk about him, is the head of the Federal Reserve Board. He's the Fed chair. We call him the Fed chair as well. I am looking some at how to balance this thing out, how to send a message we are going to be flexible, but there just doesn't look like we can cut interest rates. Now, why is that so? Why can't they cut interest rates? You cut interest rates when something needs stimulated, when something needs to get, you need to put more gas in the car, you need to provide an opportunity for quicker growth by, you know, if you lower interest rates, you lower the cost of debt. So in other words, if you lower the cost of debt, guess what comes back into play? The real estate markets come back into play. And people start buying real estate again, buying more and taking out mortgages because they can afford the mortgage because they cut rates, which translated to the rates coming down on mortgages as well. But there's no reason to stimulate anything because the economy, it's not great. It's not bad. It's just, it's plugging along, according to those who are in charge in Washington. I don't know how much I believe that, but that's the official word out of Washington. So we're not, in fact, all of the reports that came out that stated that we were in a situation where we could have a recession, which is two consecutive quarters or two consecutive three-month periods of decline in the economy, means we're in a recession. None of that's going on. There is nothing that warrants cutting interest rates. In fact, I would even go as far as saying if they cut interest rates, it could be one of the more irresponsible moves ever in the history of the Federal Reserve Board. So that quarterly report about the growth of the economy came out today. For Jerome Powell, a big drop in the economic growth would have been maybe a welcome sight. It takes pressure off him in a weird kind of a way because that means he can start talking about lowering interest rates. So it didn't come out like that. It came out a little bit lower than expected. So it came out looking not as good as economists thought it would look, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been. In other words, it told you nothing except one little bit of a problem. It showed higher inflation numbers. It's like being sick and getting your test take of your body and the tests come back and they say that things haven't really changed, but one thing has gotten higher and that's not good. Inflation under this report looks worse than what they were expecting. That's not a good thing. We're trying to get a hold on inflation. We're trying to bring inflation down. I'll get to what I think is going to take for that to happen here in a minute. But I heard today, and this is what I think is going to be a tough, tough thing for the market to deal with. Not only are they not going to lower interest rates. Now, no, this was just rumor mill. But rumor mill is not too far off from what ends up happening. They may even raise interest rates again. Now, I'm sure there's people that are listening that either in the business or in certain markets are thinking I have lost my mind. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. I could be completely wrong. Absolutely wrong I could be. But I'm just telling you what I see, and I want to make sure you know what I see when you can say you don't agree with it or that that makes sense or whatever. But I'm telling you, I think if you're going to beat this inflation rate the way that it is right now, you've got to raise interest rates today. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be pretty. And it's not going to be a great thing for consumers. But if you want to get rid of the problem, you got to attack the problem. And sitting here holding your hands, sitting on your hands, Mr. Powell, is not going to do anything. And maybe, what do I know? Maybe it is too much of a risk to take. But I think that you've got to aggressively attack it. And I think that that's what the Fed is really forced with. Do we send that message out? So I would suggest the economic report today, probably not a good one optic-wise for Jerome Powell to have to digest and talk about. But we'll see. Tomorrow's another day. The S&P 500 was down just about 0.5%. NASDAQ was down a little more than 0.5%. And by the way, these numbers, they were much lower during the day, which is a good thing to see them come back. The Dow Jones was down almost 1%. Like I said, they were off a lot worse at one point today. The fact they came back is a positive. And I will say this, amongst all these rumors and will they cut rates, will they not cut rates? Oh, and then yesterday, after the market closed, there were not good earnings reports. So that was really a big part of it. I don't know that today's issue was so much about interest rates, but it didn't help any. It was definitely about what happened after the market closed, which was earnings reports, which is something that the market pays real close attention to. So there is some good in what happened today, if you want to look at it that way. But it'll be interesting to see how they go about this message about how they go forward, because it really comes down to, do they want to really fight inflation? And if that's the case, then they're going to have to go about it aggressively, and raising rates would be what they'd have to do. Hey, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Of course, with interest rates going up, which they did today in the bond markets, what happens? You know what happens when interest rates go up? Bond prices go down. So the question that I get is, when is it going to be a good time to invest in bonds again? You know, bond investors have had a tough situation simply because when you can count on bonds, which you've always really been able to count on bonds, if there was ever a loss, it was very minimal, pretty consistent, pretty low risk, but not risk-free. I want to mention that. When can we get back into bonds? Until the Federal Reserve Board says we're out of the clear, I don't know that I would get into bonds, or maybe if they hike it a couple of times, maybe that would be a good time to get into bonds. I don't know. I'm not here to give any advice, that's for sure, but just give you a couple of things to think about. First thing you need to know, and you know it because you listen to the broadcast, is that if interest rates go up, bond prices go down, and that's been the problem. Very simple. And probably makes sense to hold off a little bit for that. But now, one of the things that you can do is you can substitute other fixed type investments for the bond funds, and use that as a proxy, if you will, until things turn around. You know, for the next 6 to 8 months, whatever it takes. A good proxy for that, a good short-term proxy and a good long-term proxy, a short-term replacement for bonds would be high-yield money market accounts is something that comes to mind. Those are making roughly 4.5% to 5%, which is pretty good. And that's been that way now for, I think, a little over a year. If you were going to look for a longer-term fix, fixed annuities with their fixed interest rates, not fixed index annuities, but fixed annuities with their fixed interest rates. You can get those as low as 3 years and go from there. Those would be perhaps a good thing to look at as a replacement for bonds on a little bit of a long-term basis while interest rates are up. So that's what you can look at. I think that they will be a great buy at some point, just not yet. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.